Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It is Friday night. It's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I got to tell you, a friend of mine a few months ago asked me what podcast do I listen to. Now, you know I'm friends with Marcia Casper Cook and Elizabeth Black and other people, and I listen to their shows and I listen to other things. And he suggested, I told him I listened to a few, and he says, I understand that. And he suggested I listen to Slave Nation. Now, yes, I said Slave Nation. And I was listening to this show, and I was totally wowed. I was totally impressed. And, I said, I should have Deb on my show discussing the podcast and everything else. And he said, you're crazy. And I said, yeah, but let's see what happens. And I asked Deb, would you come on the show? And funny, this is where you say hello, Deb. This is
hello,
where I asked her and she said, sure. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Hi, Deb.
Yeah, I was thrilled. I love doing radio.
She's like thrilled. And I'm like, yeah, you know. I don't want to say my opinions on Slave Nation. I want you guys to make your own and go to the podcast, which is on beatenpath.caster.fm, and listen either a Wednesday or a Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and listen and enjoy the show. I'm not saying this is what you should do. I just think her podcast is fascinating. Sometimes it goes a little crazy, but that's fine. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. It's a great podcast, and I'm not saying, you know, you should go bend over backwards, but yeah, listen to it, enjoy it, see if it's archived, have a good time, you know, enjoy. So, Deb, how did you start this wonderful podcast?
I met the man from Slave Radio, and I went on his show as a guest a few times, and we just discussed the whole, you know, DS, master slave, BDSM aspect of life. And, you know, of course, now people get confused with 50 Shades and they think that's the reality of it. But we talked, and, you know, he was looking for more DJs. And I said, can I have a show? And he's like, sure, have at it. And so that's how it started. And then eventually I ended up, and he's a wonderful man. He's, you know, if you go and talk to him, he'll talk to you. He'll give you advice. He's real open. He's, you know, you expect a lot of these people that are into DS and MS and all that to be heathens and all that. But, you know, he's a God-fearing man. And so he gave me my shot on Slave Radio. And I just loved it. I had a great time, but it was time for me. I wanted to make my show bigger. I'm growing it every week. And that was my goal. So now I'm on the beaten path. And that's how I got my start. And it was just, it was wonderful.
And so, do you enjoy doing a show twice a week?
I love it. Sometimes, you know, because you do many, many shows through the week.
I do enough of them, trust me, I do.
So you understand there's some days you're like so tired. And well, you're a writer too. So, and I've never been really big on writing, but I equate it. Sometimes you just sit there and you go, oh my gosh, I have writer's block. And then all of a sudden the idea of what that week's show should be about just hits you. And it just, you bring a lot of information to some of the newcomers that are coming into DS. And I think that's wonderful. we get a lot of ideas from our listeners because we do have a survey site. And, oh, I forgot to take that down. But we have a survey site, so they tell us, you know, I'd like to hear about this activity or that activity. But, you know, DS is not really about the activities. It's about the dynamic of the relationship.
I understand.
So,
this is from Brad here. Brad asks, do you have a master?
I do not at this point. I talk to a few different people, but at this point I do not have a master.
Okay. Is that necessary for you to have one right now? You see, I'm getting all these lovely questions, so I'm going to ask them.
Well, you know what? And I can take that. It's, you know what? It would be fabulous if I had a master, but it's like everything else. You don't just get a master to get a master. You need the right fit. It's like you just don't buy a pair of shoes because you like the way they look and then they hurt your feet. It's you've got to have someone you have a rapport with that you respect. They respect you. You just have to have the right person. It's no different than a vanilla relationship. You have to.
You had told me when we were off the air about your former, and he was working a regular job, and he came home, and it wasn't a blow. Let's play. You know, it was more than that. Could you elaborate?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the thing was, it was, people don't understand, it's very mundane. He was very much the leader. He was in charge. He made all the choices. If there was something I wanted, I went to him, I asked. It was yes or no. Very rarely did he tell me no, you know, because he did look out for my best interest. He's a very good man. He wanted the best for me, but sometimes there was a no because I want to do things that are not in my best interest. But he would come home from work because he was in sex crime. And so he would see horrific things. And the last thing he wanted to do was participate in some bondage game or even sex. He just needed to relax. He needed someone that was going to cook him a nice meal, run him a bath, give him a warm towel, you know, sit there and, you know, we'd hold each other, we'd talk. Just, it was very mundane.
Yeah.
It was just like, but he was in charge, and that's what he needed, so that's what I was there to get.
So, tell me, you have a lovely partner on Slave Nation, I know. She's not on, and so let's talk about her for a minute. She and you do this show together, and tell me more about Slave Nation, the podcast.
Okay, yes, we do it together. She started after my other co-host went a separate direction, and we've been friends for well over 10 years when I first moved to Oregon. And she wasn't really, you know, everyone was, because when she started, she was vanilla, but she had that submissive side to her, and it was very apparent. And the more she does the show, and now her husband is becoming her master, you know, and they're getting to the lifestyle. So that's very exciting. People are watching this as it's happening or listening to it. And so she comes on, and we rock out the ideas all week long, and we go over the topics, and it's nice because you get a point of view from a newcomer, and I've been in the lifestyle for well over 20 years. I would say, oh gosh, I hate to give my age away, like 25 or so.
No, we're not giving your age away because I always think you were 16 plus, okay?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
We don't want to talk about your son and how old you are. So, yeah, she's 16 plus. Right. Now, if any man hits on you or you hear on your next show, he says you're 16 plus. Just say yes.
Yes. Well, you know, you brought up my son, and I would like to say, you know, my son, he thinks we're all, he doesn't totally get the DS aspect of this. but he's very supportive of my radio station. And he is the one who actually said, hey, Mom, you know, take it big. You know, and he says, why don't you try satellite, or why don't you try this? And I'm like, well, you can't just go get a satellite, you know, whatever. But he's been
very
supportive.
It doesn't just happen. Believe me, I've wanted to happen here with mine. And it hasn't happened. I mean, people want me to sell my show, and I'm like, yeah, that's great. And what's in it for me? Well, we get profit. You know, it's like, fine. What's the numbers? And, and they don't have any answers, and I'm not happy about that. If they give me an answer, that's fine. But if you're not giving me an answer, it's a wasted effort. So I understand about numbers and things like that. What's the most daring thing you've done on your show?
The most daring thing?
Yes.
I guess the most daring thing is,
I know, they're hard
ideas.
Questions, I know.
Oh, no. It's, you know, Vanilla Swirls and I say we lost our dignity a long time ago, which is not true. We just like to tease about it, but what we did is, because we had users saying, I'm really interested in wax play, and I'm interested in waxing, sugar waxing. So we try it out on each other. She's kind of become my play partner. I poured the, you know, candle wax on her, and we tried the different colors and that. But we also recorded her sugar waxing my bikini area.
Whoa, okay.
So that was probably the most daring, and it was, it's on YouTube, the audio, and it's one of the most popular ones, and it's just, you know, I've listened to it, and it made me laugh, and I was like, what? Oh, my gosh.
Well, let me ask you something. Yes. What's the most interesting things you've been told to do for a show?
The most interesting things.
Well, you have to understand, you don't just have females listening. You don't have males listening. You have both. And, I mean, somebody's going to say, hi, do this for the radio. What's the most interesting thing that...
My friend Mr. Black was on 2 weeks ago. He started... I actually got him into radio after I signed up with Phil, and he's still on Play Radio. And we were talking about clamps. So he's like, well, why don't you gals clamp yourself? And I was like, we don't have any clamps here. He's like, you got some clothespins? And we have, like, giveaways, and we write the names on clothespins, and we pick them out of a jar. So we clothespin... Becky, you know, Vanilla Swirl's nipples, and then I got the, you know, those black clampy things you use to hold all those papers together?
Yeah,
I used that one.
Yes.
Yeah, so I got the binder clip, and she got the clothespin. So that might be the craziest. You know, this is just also every day for us. I mean, well, we don't play every day, but it's not... So to think what is shocking and what is the craziest thing we've done is kind of hard.
Okay. So, what guests have you had on the Slave Nation show? I know a lot of them you've had, but I want to hear you say it.
Oh, yes. I've had Guardian GK. He is a cell popper. He cell pops a branding cell popper. And that's where, like, you take a pin needle, and you do it cell by cell, and then you come up with these gorgeous, ornate designs. And but they're very light. You have to do them a couple times. And they're not, but they're just, they're stunning. They scab over, and they make a little trace, almost like it comes out white after the scab. Clear up, and it heals. And so I had him, and he was amazing. And I also then, since I was talking to him, he's like, you've got to talk to Bill the Whip Guy. So I went to Bill the Whip Guy, and I said, you know, Guardian said, come talk to you. Maybe you want to be on my show, talk about your whips. And he said, oh, I'd love to. So he was really fascinating, and his whips are really ornate and just stunning. I mean, just, so, I mean, that was just exciting. And he's just a lovely man, and he's actually, when I've talked to him, he was dominant at the time, but he recently started switching, you know, like exploring his fitness.
Explain switching. I know what it is. Explain it to the audience what switching is.
Okay, well, to me, switching is, okay, you have some people that switch. They can either be the leader or the follower in everyday life. But then a lot of the switches are what I call your weekend warriors or your weekend players, and they can either be the top, you know, they can administer the pain, they can tie you up, they can, you know, lead you around on the leash, or they can be led on the leash, they can be tied up, they can receive the pain. So they can go either way. And
well, let me ask you, you had some musical guests even on your show. Am I correct?
Some musical guests. Yes, I had, I just know him by his screen name, The Blue Dijon. And he, you know, because I talked to him in the chat room and I played a couple of his songs. I also, on my Christmas show, which is also on YouTube, and it's one of the best ones you've ever heard, because many people...
Yeah, I liked it, but that's me.
Yeah, but you hear My Iron Butterfly on there, and she is singing, and her voice is just stunning.
Oh, it's beautiful. It is a memorable thing. I would put Loretta McKenna against her. She is that good. She's that beautiful. Now, the question I have for you seems simple here. Is there any show you don't want to do again?
You know, I don't think there is. I think each of our shows brings something, and I think it not only brings something that's fulfilling to myself and to my friends in Illust World, but it brings a little something to each audience. And we try to keep our shows informative. We try to keep them upbeat. And we also, a lot of them are just very, very funny. We're just, we're like Lucy and Ethel from, you know, Slave Nation.
Okay, so are you Lucy or are you Ethel?
You know, it varies. Well, we decide on who, the way we decide on who has to do what is we flip a coin.
Okay. Now, let me ask a very simple question here. And you know my questions aren't simple. Okay. Now, do you still get a thrill doing the show?
Yes. I do.
And why is that?
You know, I think I find it thrilling that I have loyal listeners. I mean, that really, I'm sure you know, that means a lot. The listener that tunes in week after week, and if they miss your show, they'll write you and they'll say, oh my gosh, I missed your show. I'm so sorry. Do you have a copy of it? It's heartwarming. It's really heartwarming. I love when I get the letters from people and they say, oh, you know, I had no idea. I was having a problem in my relationship and this really helped me out. I love, you know, just being informative and being able to contribute to the community. And also, you know, the thing is you have a lot of women that come into this and there's these men ready. Because they're new, and I'm not saying this is all men, but you know what I mean, to pounce on them and say, oh, well, true submissives do this. true submissives do that, and they try to lure them in and use them as, you know, easy sex or easy, you know, play partners, and they're not really, because they're so interested in pursuing their submissive side, they listen to this, that if you were a true submissive, you would do this, you know. So we can bring that, and we also help men too. You know, I've had many men ask me, well, I'm just starting, I'd like to find a submissive, and, you know, I can tell them, well, you might want to find a mentor. Please make sure you take classes, because, you know, the simple thing of binding hands, you can do serious nerve damage. You can do, you know, get in the skin. And people don't realize how dangerous some of these activities are, and that you need to care for the person you're doing them to. So it's thrilling for me that I...
Right. Are you available? No, Jack, I have her right now. She ain't leaving until the show's over. Then she's available, okay, Jack? No, okay.
Thank you, Jack.
I don't know if you know Jack or not. You might soon. I have no idea. I will tell you, we have a couple of other questions. Now, some of these sound a little strange. How did you get into the lifestyle, the BDSM lifestyle?
Well, you know, I think I got into a way, I mean, I hear this story a lot, that when the internet became popular, you know, AOL and, they used to have a couple other ones, and people started going on there, and I saw these keywords, and I asked. And I was just like, well, oh, my gosh, they're describing my total personality, and there's other people like that, so you can just find someone that fits. You know, you can go to the group and be amongst people that are like you. And I was thrilled. It was through the internet, and because I remember when I was with my son's father, and I just naturally asked him, do you mind if I go to the mall? Well, I don't care. You're an adult. If you want to go, go. And I was like, I would sit there and think in my head, oh, my gosh, why doesn't he love me? You know, why doesn't he care what I'm doing? And, you know, should I wear this dress? I don't care what you wear. You know, wear what you want. You know, you're an adult. And I'm sitting there, well, okay. And it was very confusing. So it made sense when I found these people that were like me on the internet.
Okay. Let me do one thing before, and I'm not trying to be rude to you. I have to do a little homework, because if I don't do a little homework, people will be mad at me. I don't want them mad at me. They love me too much. Okay. Now, folks, on the 24th, I have the legal show with the lovely Sarah Avram, and we're going to be discussing a lovely case about a punk band who had to change their name, and people might think it's a racist slur, and it's not. So we're going to be discussing that on April 24th at 6:30 p.m. On the 26th, we have erotic author Danica Kane. Oh, God, she's wonderful. She's got two new books, and if you haven't read them yet, go to Amazon and buy them. She will be on the 19th on Let's Talk at 6:30 p.m. On the 19th. I'm a month early. Okay, 26th. Excuse me. Thank you very much. On the 27th, I'm playing slave host. No, just kidding. I'm playing guest to Elizabeth Black on her new show, and I'm very, very happy about it. It's called Into the Abyss, and I love Elizabeth Black. I've known her for years, and I'm not going to say how long, because Elizabeth will hit me, and about three other people I know who know Elizabeth will hit me, so I'm not going to get hit. But all kidding aside, Elizabeth Black has her show Into the Abyss, on World of Ink Network, and that will be 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 27th. And you should listen to her. She used to do the women's show when we had the women's show, and she has a cornucopia of different guests, and I get to play guest. Oh, my God. I get to play slave. No, just kidding. On the 28th, the lovely and talented Jennifer Chase will be here on the 28th and having a great time, I hope. If not, I'll end up in trouble. On May 1, the lovely legal show will be back on the air. On the 3rd, it says TBA, and there must be a reason why it's TBA. And on the 5th, the lovely Dina Remo with her new book on the 5th of On Anything Goes at 11 p.m. on May 5th, Eastern Standard Time, so you get to go. Upcoming guests we have in May, Libby Fisher-Hellman, Renee Mason, Carol McMurphy, yes, Elizabeth Black, yeah. And if you haven't heard this gentleman, he will be on May 26th, Danny Queen, who is one of the greatest African-American poets I know. Let me tell you a quick story about Danny before I come back to this show. Danny had a live show on a cable network sponsored by Bowie State University. And the show wasn't live, but it was taped a couple of days before. And I went to the grocery store. And the show was called Color Me Poetry. And the cashier says, "You the guy from television?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." "You were on that cover me something." "Yeah, Color Me Poetry." I don't know, but I think so, yeah." And she was like, being so annoying is a good word. You smile and you say, "Thank you, ma'am, thank you, ma'am, thank you, ma'am." And you want to sort of like pray that you could just sort of cover your head and hide. And this woman was relentless. And it was wonderful to have the lovely Danny Queen as a great host. And let me tell you one other quick thing about Danny, because I loved Danny. He's a great guy. I was on his show once, and Danny lets his guests talk. And Danny interrupted me towards the end of the show because we're running out of time. And my late mother was very upset with Danny because he interrupted me. And I said, "Mother, we were out of time." And she says, "That doesn't matter. He sure lets you talk." But Danny is a great guy, and I know he listens to my show and archives and everything else. So, Danny, yeah, you're stuck with me at the end of May, and we're going to have a good time. So let me get back to Deb here and discuss what do you have upcoming on your shows?
So what I have upcoming is, have my calendar here, and I'm
I know. I live in mine, too. I know. Isn't it great to have a calendar you live in?
It is. I love it. So, well, right now, we don't have a lot scheduled, and, you know, mostly we just, Vanilla Swirls and I, we come up with things, and then people call in last minute, and we love that. But we are having, again, on the 7th of May, Guardian GK is coming back on, and he's going to be talking again about his branding and cell popping and stuff, because we've had so many requests to have him on again, because it's just amazing. And then he'll be talking about sadism a little. And then we have Russ Stringwriter, who's also coming on the 28th, and he's just going to be talking about the basics of a DS relationship, like how I said, it's not all bondage and whips and chains and all that.
Oh, I mean, it's not all whips and chains? Oh, damn. Okay, just kidding. I am kidding. I know the difference. I know it's not all whips and chains. Even though there are times I'm like, oh, whips and chains. And put it in mind. Okay. Whip me, beat me, make me write bad checks, mommy. Okay, yeah, right, sure.
Well, and
don't
that's all
slap me,
honey.
Please don't slap me. Okay. Not the face, anyway. Okay. All kidding aside, do you enjoy being considered, even though you say you're in your promos slave dip, do you consider being a leader and explaining these things to sometimes people that don't know on a podcast?
I don't. Now, and this is, I think I've had a show on this before, is it's been a debate. Do we have any obligation to the newcomers? Do we have any obligation, you know, sharing the information we have? And naturally, the answer is no. I mean, we're under no obligation to give anyone anything. But my personal feeling is, yes, you know, if we can help people out, and this is just general in life anyway, if you can help out your fellow human beings, and you can help out, you know, newcomers so they avoid some of the pitfalls and they, you know, they don't make mistakes, you know, etiquette mistakes, you know, because, you know, when you go to parties, you're not supposed to be loud. And if you can help them out with a few things and safety, you know, don't just run off with some guy into a motel room and not let anyone know where you're at. You know, take time and get to know people. If you can help them out with these few little things, why not? I don't think that's leading. I think that's being the person you should be, a good citizen.
Okay. Has anybody hit on you during the radio? And I don't mean me. Has anybody hit on you, you know, while you're on the air?
Not so much while I'm on the air, but I do get letters, you know, because I'm on the site Caller Space and Set Life. I do get letters there, and they do hit on me. And like I think I mentioned to you, I have a special segment called Mail Call, and this is not necessarily the people hitting on me, but I do get some really rude and vulgar emails, and I have no problem reading these out on the air and calling the people out.
I love you, but we try to keep this PG, so we're not going to read those tonight. Anybody who wants to, you can tune into Slave Nation and, of course, listen to them read it. And I think it's a wonderful thing, but, you know, we keep this PG, so I don't read these things. That I don't want you to, but no. Thank you. Okay.
Well, I totally respect that. And, you know, we have a segment of the Mail Call up on YouTube, too. So they can hear, you know, one of the mail calls on there.
So do you think that I'm trying to find the right words. Excuse me if I'm stumbling. Do you think that this is the way to go in life? Being a slave, and I'm not trying to be rude when I say that.
You mean
still there?
Like being a, I'm still here.
You mean
me being a slave, finding a master, having a man in my life that rules over in this day and age when feminism is rampant?
God, I don't have to ask questions anymore. You're doing fine. Yes.
Thank you.
She's got this. I mean, I don't have to say anything anymore. Good. We're good at this.
For me, yes, it works. I believe that, you know, the man should be the leader. I believe, you know, I should be catering to him when he comes home. I believe he should be in charge. I think it's the natural way of things. Of course, you know, there's always that one exception to the rule, or the two exceptions to the rule. But for me, I believe this is the way things were meant to be. The man rules, the man leads, the man, you know, he takes charge and, you know, takes care of his, he has different ways. He's in charge of taking care of his woman, and the woman has her ways. She's supposed to be caring for her man, and she should be obedient to her mate.
Okay. Sounds great to me. I mean, sheesh. I'm having questions galore here, and we're not going to fill her. We're going to be filled up in 5 minutes, because 5 minutes we're going to be off the air, and I'm not upset, but it's like 5 minutes we're going to be off the air. It's all not 50 Shades of Grey and Secretary. Fifty Shades of Grey, we know. Do you think there is a Christian Grey out there, or is it just basically all poppycock?
Yeah,
see, I can say that word.
I'm going to say, I'm not going to say it's all poppycock, because, you know, somewhere, someplace in the world, there very well could be a Christian Grey. Am I going to find them? No. Do I want to find them? No. I just want a strong leader in my life.
Okay.
And most of us, we're just going to find an average, regular person. And that's what, you know, they have lunches, which I'm not sure how much of your audience knows. And it's just luncheon. You go to meet people, and you go in your street clothes, and you would never know that they were any different from anyone else, except for, you know, it's a different lifestyle. And that's basically what you're going to get. You're not going to end up with a Christian Grey. It's pretty much fantasy. There may be one out there. I don't know, but it's highly unlikely.
Well, I've heard that also there's four men for every one woman at those munches. I've heard lovely things, and like, yeah, I understand it. Are these men just hard up or what?
No, I don't think they're hard up. I think it's just easier for women to find a mate in this lifestyle for some reason. I don't understand why. Some of these men are They confuse dominance with arrogance, like they're entitled to a woman to submit to them. I think sometimes that's their problem, that they think because we're submissive, we're stupid, that because we're submissive.
Oh, no, I know you're not stupid, so don't even go
oh,
there.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not
I
going there.
I know you're not stupid, Deb. I know you're not stupid.
But I think some of these men think, you know, oh, well, they're just a slave. It's like some of these people, you know, a hotel maid. Oh, she's just a hotel maid. No, she's not just a hotel maid. She's a woman doing a job, making a living. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Certain things are downgraded, and they should not be.
Okay. So, I know how to get a hold of you. Why don't you tell them where they can find you and how they can get a hold of you and drop you a line and all the rest of these things? Getting towards the end of the show. That's why I want to make sure they know how to get a hold of you.
You can get a hold of me at slavenationradio@gmail.com. I also have a FetLife page, and then it has a lot of my other links and that, but you have to be a member to it, and it's FetLife.com/users/6578568.
Okay.
And I also have a caller space, and you don't have to be a user, and it's Antique Deb. And they can write me there, or slavenationradio@gmail.com. And then if they want my Tumblr or my Twitter or the YouTube site.
You give them that when you talk to them, hopefully. That, okay.
Yeah.
And how do they listen to Slave Nation?
It's Wednesdays and Sundays, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and they tune in to beatenpass.caster.fm on the Internet.
Okay. And the stuff that's on YouTube is under what?
It's under Slave Nation, but I put down the YouTube channel. Here it is. It's youtube.com/channel/, and I believe it's case sensitive, so it's a capital U, lowercase CP, capital M, lowercase PM, the number 1, lowercase V, uppercase YR, lowercase VR, uppercase U, lowercase WTX, uppercase A.
Okay.
I don't know why it's such a bizarre.
I have no idea either. You blame YouTube. They're crazy people. They are crazy people, and I love them, but they're crazy. Let me get to next week's show. Next week's show, Jennifer Chase, with her new mystery book, will be here, sitting in the hot seat. Yes, this is the show that we had before, and Jennifer had a very, very personal situation, couldn't come. So I have Jennifer Chase here. Oh, God, it'll be wonderful. Thank you, Deb, for a lovely evening. It's been a lovely way to spend an evening. Okay, all kidding aside.
Oh, I had a wonderful time, and I hope I can get you on my show sometime.
Oh, you're threatening me on an archive show. Okay, thank you. I know I'm coming. I'm two to one. I'll get an invite, and I'll come. And I don't know what I'll do. Two to one, she'll tie me in knots or something, right?
It's possible. You never know.
Oh, yeah, I'll be tied in knots. Okay.
All kidding
aside, as I said, Monday we will have a legal show, and Sarah is back, and everything is going to be hunky and even dory, and it'll be nice, and you know, thank you all. As I always say, good evening. Fly right. Be well. Good night.
Good night.